By 2027, the hard right could govern economies worth roughly half of European GDP, the Economist said earlier this month. It's about time the government listened to what the British people want, Dee, a hairdresser, tells our reporter in our story today. Listening to others can be restorative. In India, a program called Green Hub links development and conservation through filmmaking. The initiative has trained more than 250 rural women and young people to turn a lens on environmental issues. The initiative has led to some significant conservation gains, but the greater impact of their work may be in building community. We're all aware of words like kindness, compassion, and love, says Gaurav Talukdar, an independent filmmaker. What matters, he says, is how we apply these words to others, not just human beings, but all forms of life. It's Tuesday, September 16th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The White House requested $58 million for improving security for the executive and judicial branches of government following the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, reports Punchbowl News. The appeal comes amid growing concern in Washington over threats to public officials and calls to lower political tensions. Lawmakers are considering the request in the context of a stopgap spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. A global agreement to curb overfishing took effect on Monday, requiring governments to cut subsidies to fishing fleets to help protect dwindling stocks. The World Trade Organization deal entered into force after Brazil, Kenya, Tonga, and Vietnam signed on, bringing the total to 112 countries. The organization touts the deal as its first environmental pact and the first binding multilateral deal on ocean sustainability. Now, today's Monitor Stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. In Britain, a nationalist flag-waving campaign targeting immigrants and the hotels that house them has become an expression for grievances over housing shortages, the economy, and a sense the government is losing control of its borders. Dominique Sogel reports from London for The Monitor. Congress said TikTok should be banned unless it was sold by its Chinese owner. For months, President Trump has controversially delayed enforcing that law. He now says the U.S. is reaching a deal with China that meets America's security concerns. Caitlin Babcock reports for The Monitor. 60 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that lawyers in criminal courts are necessities, not luxuries, in Gideon v. Wainwright. The ruling was largely an unfunded mandate, which left the responsibility for representation to states. Massachusetts stands as both a model and a cautionary tale. Troy Aiden Sabahan reports from Boston for The Monitor. Pakistan is the third largest importer of solar panels in the world. It's not that the government is especially green. In fact, it has nothing to do with government policy. It's just that solar energy is a lot cheaper than conventional power. Hassan Ali reports from Rawalpindi, Pakistan, for The Monitor. Providing a camera and filmmaking training to rural and indigenous young people has been transformative in northeastern India. the youths can now be a voice for their environment. Ann Pinto Rodriguez reports from Tezpur, India, for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on the power of honesty in Nepal. Over 2 days last week, young people in the Himalayan nation of Nepal took to the streets to protest against corrupt politicians. Their initial complaint was aimed at the adult children of the elite, flaunting their lavish wealth in online posts. When the government then banned most social media, the outrage escalated. For Generation Z, or people born between 1997 and 2012, you don't mess with their online access and connectivity. When the demonstrations caused the government to fall, Nepal's Gen Z was forced to switch from condemning others to championing their ideals, namely honesty in government. Like the ancient Greek philosopher Diogenes, they searched the public square for a few honest leaders, or those without any self-interested motives. True to their digital savvy and egalitarian spirit, the leading youth group, Hami Nepal, used ChatGPT and an online poll to latch on to two names: Balendra Shah, the young mayor of the capital, Kathmandu, who is an independent as well as a former rap star, and Sushila Karki, a former Supreme Court Chief Justice and the first woman to hold that post. In a country ranked as one of the most corrupt in Asia, these two are seen as not only exemplars of integrity, but also leaders who try to bring out honesty in others. During the protests, for example, Mr. Shah, who is only 35, praised Gen Z for their fire, vision, and honesty. Ms. Karki has been called Nepal's Lady Justice after her court stood up to the government in choosing the national police chief in 2017. As mayor, Mr. Shah has urged police to not take bribes. If you remember that honesty is the best policy, you will advance a lot in life, he said. Last year, after a constitutional lawyer won a case in the Supreme Court stopping a corrupt land deal, the mayor said the result was a prime example of the power of honesty. In the end, artificial intelligence leaned toward picking Ms. Karki as the caretaker prime minister. Already retired, she says she will bow out after elections in March. The youth and their ideals are the engine of reform in Nepal, she said, while her longtime experience is only a guardrail. Mr. Shah praised the choice, and in a country where more than half the people are younger than age 30, he still has plenty of time and support to show others the power of honesty. The stories you have just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor reflects on the question, does it really matter whether we're paying attention to what's true or untrue? Find the full column at csmonitor.com/CS Perspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Jingnong Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.